And good morning, Jim Dewey in for Mary Griffith on the Mary Griffith Show. Mary's still in Portugal where it is raining and 72 degrees. But we will soldier on without her this morning. We have Jody Steinke, high school principal at Quincy High, and Lisa Otten, the personnel director for the Quincy Public School District. And we are talking about the competency-based education program. And from what I've been reading as I look into this, this is, I'm guessing, a way to get more teachers in the classroom in sort of non-traditional ways.
It actually started, Jim, as a pilot program through the ISB, the Illinois State Board of Education, focusing on curriculum and instruction at the high school level. It gave us some flexibility in providing multiple pathways for kids. As a part of that, we were able to come up with a teacher residency program that does allow people in the community, people in the district who don't have teacher certification but have a bachelor's degree, to earn that certification while actually doing the job of teaching.
So somebody may be working for one of the local chemical companies, perhaps, might be interested in being a chemistry teacher, or so they would have specific degrees, and you would be able to, especially, I would imagine, the science and math are the hardest to fill.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For example, we have, at the high school right now, we have a finance major that has never been in education. She was interested in teaching, and she has applied and worked through the competency-based waiver with us, and we were able to hire her in a math classroom for the high school.
Okay, so she has a degree in finance, mm-hmm. and now she's teaching, but part of that is she does need to eventually get that degree?
That's right. One of the qualifications is that our competency-based education hires are in a program and they're working towards their degree. So it allows us to put qualified, quality teachers in the classroom a little bit earlier than we ever have before.
Okay. What about students who are already in college working, say, somebody at Quincy University or one of the other nearby schools? Does this work for them too?
As long as they have a bachelor's degree already, then
okay.
Yes. And we've been working with the local colleges around us, specifically Quincy University, has really partnered with us to help get the competency-based hires up and going. So they've been working with us and reviewing transcripts, making sure the bachelor's degree is in place, and then helping us place student teachers and, you know, potentially paying them, putting them on staff while they're student teaching even.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, again, I guess speeds up the process. Mm-hmm. How's it been working so far then?
We have 14 competency-based hires. We hired 3 last year, kind of as a pilot, kind of trial. Mm-hmm. We were extremely happy with the hires that we had put in place. This year we hired 11 more, so we have 14 total. And I can say to you that we have 14 absolutely wonderful teachers put in these positions because of this waiver.
Does the fact that they've got this practical experience help them as teachers as well?
I think it gives them a different perspective than maybe the average person coming out of a college of education, for sure. It's good and bad.
Sure.
They don't necessarily have some of the background in classroom management, but they definitely have real-world experience in the subject area, and that's key for our kids. It's so hard to give them a real look at how we're going to use history in your job,
right.
How are you going to use math in your job, and these people have done it. And so they're great role models for our kids going into those fields.
That was always a question when I was in school. What do we need to know this for? Some of the stuff that maybe was more advanced than somebody who was at that point, you know, a freshman in high school, sophomore, thinking I'll probably end up working at McDonald's my whole life or whatever job they might be thinking about. Well, I don't need to know algebra. I don't need to know physics. Who cares about 15th century romance literature or whatever it might be that they're studying?
Well, and that's really the idea that's at the heart of competency-based education. It's acknowledging and embracing the fact that learning isn't just confined to the four walls of a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad was a contractor, and I grew up working for my dad. I learned more geometry on the work site than I ever did in
class.
Geometry classroom at Muscatine High School in 1985. And so, like, competency-based education is really about figuring out ways that outside of the classroom where kids are learning, giving them credit for that and allowing them to maybe take a different pathway through high school than just the traditional pathway. And we've embraced it with teachers now as
sure.
well.
As the principal who's working with these teachers, what does that do for what you do?
Honestly, hiring is probably the hardest thing I do right now. The teacher shortage is very real in Illinois, and I think it's probably true across most of the Midwest and across the country. We have four teacher residents, competency-based teachers right now. I would venture to guess that if we had not had this program, we would have started this year down at least two full-time staff members and would have had to go on a sub route or filled it temporarily, as opposed to getting these people who have experience in the field in the classrooms in front of kids.
So the fix right now without this is to just hire substitute teachers who may or may not be competent in that area?
Correct. Yeah, typically it's a retired teacher. They're restricted on the number of hours and days they can work.
Okay.
And the two positions I'm thinking of, the special ed, we probably would have pieced it together over the course of the year, you know, with this person for 3 months and another person for 3 months, and that's not good for kids.
Oh, no, not at all. Kids, especially in special ed, they need that continuity.
Yeah.
It helps with all kids to have continuity and know the style of the teacher and what the teacher is going to expect and how they work. And I can imagine interrupting that in the middle of the school year, it's rough.
Yeah, the nice thing about the competency-based hires is that their long-term goal is to be a teacher. A lot of oftentimes substitute teachers, that is not the case. So like Jody said, that would, you know, we would have been faced with piecemealing some of our positions while, you know, competency base has allowed us to put a teacher in the classroom that is interested in completing their degree.
You mentioned earlier that this was kind of a test program. Is that still in that stage, or is this going statewide now?
There are, I believe, just shy of 30 competency-based pilot programs, districts in the state. I don't know how many are going this route with as part of it, the teacher residency route, but I would guess that it's going to catch on pretty quickly because we're not the only district that's dealing with these issues.
I know, especially the rural schools are struggling. Salaries are lower usually, and a lot of people maybe don't recognize the benefits of living in a small community, but I would think that rural schools would eat this up.
Yeah, ISBE has actually stated that Quincy is very much thinking outside of the box in terms of competency base while staying within the restraints of what we're allowed to do under the waiver. So I anticipate, like Jody said, that we will have other districts looking at us as a resource for new hires, competency-based pathways for students. We were one of the first four competency-based districts in the state of Illinois, and now there are over 30 or just around 30. So definitely we will be, you know, contacted, I'm sure, moving forward about the opportunities that we're providing.
Who contacts who? I mean, the students or the public in general? I know you're going to have a meeting Thursday night. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, I mean, you expect that the public in general knows this is happening and hope that they will contact you, or do you have kind of a pipeline of some sort?
Well, I think it works both ways. Our first two competency-based hires last year, and they were the first two in the district, they were longtime paraeducators at Quincy High School.
Oh, okay.
One of them actually had a K-5 certification from Florida, but didn't have any certification here in Illinois. We approached her and asked her if she'd be interested in being the first test case for this. And she worked with Quincy University, and she is just about finished. She'll be finishing up here real soon as our first competency-based hire. And the second competency-based hire last year was also a longtime paraeducator at Quincy High. So it's really a win-win for us and them. But we approached them since then. And Elisa and I have both received numerous phone calls from people asking about the program.
All right, so people are hearing about it. The news is filtering out, and hopefully programs like this and the meeting that you're going to have Thursday night. Let's talk about that, because that is coming to the library at 6 o'clock Thursday evening. What can people expect, and do they need to bring anything with them other than maybe a pen and a paper?
No, and just to be specific, it's at the Quincy High School Library.
High School, sorry, yes.
No. And they really don't need to bring anything. We'll have QU there, Jody, myself, Marilyn Smith, who's our mentor coordinator for the Quincy Public Schools, and Aaron Beswick, our special ed director, will be presenting. And really, we're going to walk through the process. So if someone's interested in becoming a competency-based teacher and potentially then a competency-based hire, we'll walk through the exact process of what we would ask them to do. First of all, they would have their transcripts reviewed by a college or a university. So, you know, we've been working very closely with Quincy University, and we would tell the potential candidate to have their transcripts reviewed at Quincy University. and then enroll in a program. And really what that allows us to do then is look at their progressive plan. How long is it going to take for them to complete their degree and obtain their professional educator license? Then we can start thinking about positions and advise them on applying for which position they might be interested in.
How long does it typically take for that license? Somebody is teaching, you're looking at full-time jobs, so they're going after hours or working around the schedule.
We allow about a two-year window for the license to be completed. We already know, you know, one of the 14 candidates that we have right now in place, he will take a little bit longer than 2 years, and we're willing to be flexible.
Sure.
You know, putting a candidate in a position as a competency base, we know we're asking a lot of them. They're a full-time brand new teacher, number one, and they're taking, you know, upwards of 9 to 12 hours of coursework a semester. So it's a lot on, you know, a new hire. So we're making sure that we're putting people into positions that they're feeling successful and that we're giving them the support that they need while in the positions.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about the event coming up Thursday evening and more about competency-based, I think I may be a candidate, education program. Talk Radio 930 WTAD and what is it, 103.3 FM. Sorry about that. WTAD. It's 934, 12 degrees, and we're talking about competency-based education at the Quincy Public School District. And this is a way that school system is able to hire more teachers and get them educated while they're teaching. And you're going to have a program on Thursday night. We're talking with Jody Steinke, high school principal, and Lisa Otten, the personnel director at the Quincy Public Schools. Tell us about this meeting Thursday.
Sure. So we're meeting Thursday in the Quincy High School library from 6 to 7, and we will have QU on hand to answer questions. They've been partnering with us through the competency-based waiver. Our special ed director, Erin Bezebuck, will be in attendance. Marilyn Smith, our mentor coordinator, and then Jody and myself will be on hand to talk about competency-based, talk about the process, what that looks like for people who are interested in becoming a teacher who already have a bachelor's degree. So we can, you know, walk through the process of hiring, what that looks like, you know, talk to people about potential positions that might be open in the future for them.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that hiring process, because off the air you're saying they really go through the same process as anyone else. So how did they get started?
They do. So the first thing that we would recommend anyone who's interested would be to have your transcripts reviewed through QU, and they can kind of set you up for what the next couple of years would look like for you to complete your professional educator license. In the meantime, a candidate could reach out to one of us with an interest of a position, and what we would recommend is that they would apply for that position just like anyone else. They would go through the interview process with the understanding that they would be a competency-based hire. All of the principals in our district understand what that means. They understand the, you know, what the process looks like for that particular candidate. And then, you know, they would go through the interview process and then potentially be hired at Quincy Public Schools.
So this is pre-K through 12 or K through 12?
Yes, K through 12.
K through 12. So I'm sure there are a lot of folks out there that as you say, may be interested, looking maybe at a change of career or having worked in a career, thinking maybe, you know what, I can help somebody else, help the next person reach that particular career goal. When you say they should have that transcripts certified through QU, they go through the admissions office there?
Yes.
So with contact?
So their bachelor's degree doesn't have to come from QU.
Right.
So what we recommend is that QU reviews their transcripts, and then QU can give them an idea of, you know, what they're looking at. Some people might only be looking at, you know, a few classes. Some people might be looking at more like 2 years, depending on which route they have their bachelor's in.
Okay. What else can we say about this program that people might be interested in, especially to attract them to your meeting on Thursday?
And we had talked at the break that Quincy University has been an incredible partner in this process with us. They have embraced the idea that learning doesn't necessarily happen just in the walls at, you know, at QU.
And between 9 and 5.
Between 9, exactly.
Yeah.
And so they have created independent study courses for our competency-based teachers. They have created online opportunities. They're actually We're working with them right now to try to get the four competency-based hires at Quincy High School actual college credit in the technology area for all the staff development we do currently with them, so that will help them on their way. And then we're also looking at offering some on-site classes at Quincy High School for the Quincy Public Schools hires, maybe not QU hours, but that's more amenable to our staff working Quincy Public School hours.
Because there is a certain knowledge of, as you mentioned, classroom management that somebody who's been working in the business world may not have.
Yeah. It's not unusual for new teachers to struggle in that area, even ones who have come through a teacher education program. You know, until you're faced with 27, 17-year-olds, it's all hypothetical and it's all, you know, theoretical and, you know, the rubber meets the road when you're actually faced with those 27 kids. QU has been wonderful at giving them those experiences, and we try to give them mentor teachers to work with to help them along the way on that path.
Okay. Let's step into a different field, maybe the assistant, or not assistant, but substitute teachers. There are certain requirements that they would have too. As I mentioned, I'm thinking possibly in a couple of years when I retire, being a substitute in the school districts in Missouri where I live, there are certain requirements there. That has actually been turned over in a lot of districts to a hiring firm. So the districts aren't handling that, the temporary firm is. What are the requirements in Illinois? And I know you talk about the teacher shortage, there's a substitute shortage as well.
Right, and really the substitute, the conversation of the substitute teachers certainly goes hand in hand with competency-based, because all of our substitute teachers are qualified for a competency-based position, and we have actually hired some of our substitutes for those competency-based positions. One of the requirements for a substitute position would be a four-year degree. Quincy Public Schools requires a background check, so does the state of Illinois. And then we require them to apply for their substitute license through ISBE. And we work very closely with the Regional Office of Education to make sure those components are in place for substitute teachers. Quincy recently, actually just within the last 3 months, we've increased our sub wages. We were paying $85 a day, and now we're paying $105 a day. At the 21st day, we bumped that wage up to 115, and then the next bump is 125. So we've had a really significant increase in what we pay our substitutes, and we're reaping the benefits of that now because we have quite a few subs in our districts, quite a few qualified, amazing subs that we use very regularly, and you know we've been pleased with that increase. I think our substitute teachers have also been extremely pleased with the wage increase.
And they are limited, though, in how many days they can substitute, right? Didn't we mention that earlier?
That would only be a retired teacher coming
back. Okay. Yeah, so somebody could come in and...
Yeah. If you're not on TRS retirement, you can sub unlimited number of days and hours.
Yeah. All right. So, obviously, the best way to get some information on either of these is probably to contact you, Lisa.
Absolutely. You can call our HR department at Quincy, at the board office in Quincy, and we can get you the information. The first step, if you're interested in subbing, would be to apply online under a certified sub position. And once you've completed that application, then we shoot an email to you inviting you to the next sub training we have. Process is actually very quick and pretty seamless. So we welcome anyone who's interested in becoming a substitute teacher for Quincy Public Schools.
Then the other question I have, because this is not something I'm real familiar with, and I know it's growing, is paraeducators. What are they? How do they work into the district, and what are the qualifications?
I'll start with what they are, and I'll let Lisa talk about maybe the qualifications. But paraeducators at the Quincy Public Schools, Quincy High specifically, are working with special ed students.
Okay.
There's a number of different roles they play. They could be a one-on-one para, which means they are meeting the needs of one child. It could be physical needs. It could be emotional or educational needs. We also have access and program paras. And so an access para is going into a special ed classroom and really supporting any student who needs it, not just one particular student. And then a program para is actually assigned to, whether it's our emotional disorder program or our cross-categorical program, but they're actually work right next to the teacher and in some cases provide instruction for our special ed students.
Okay, so they are an educator, but they're not necessarily certified through the state.
Correct.
So the qualifications to be a paraeducator, there are two ways that someone could become a paraeducator. One would be to have an associate's degree or 60 hours. And the next would be to apply for the work keys test and then also apply for your para license on ISBE's website. We again work with the ROE through that to make sure that, you know, we've got qualified people applying for their paraeducator license.
Okay. And then the teacher assistants as well?
We don't actually have hired teacher assistants. Okay. We actually have some student teacher assistants at Quincy High School. We've got students actually tutoring other students in our tutoring center, or they may help science teachers set up labs, things like that. But we don't actually have hired teacher assistants.
That's one of the differences. I know that Hannibal has teacher assistants, which are adults that are working with the teachers, and maybe they are the same as paraeducators. I'm not sure how that works either. Yeah.
So. My guess is they're probably very similar to the paraeducator over here.
We're going to take another break. It's 9:43 WTAD. We'll come back. We're talking with Jody Steinke, the high school principal at Quincy High, Lisa Otten, personnel director of Quincy Public Schools. We're talking about competency-based education. WTAD, it is 9:46. I'm Jim Dewey in for Mary Griffith on The Mary Griffith Show. Mary enjoying a little rain and 70-something degrees over in Portugal, and we get the sunshine. We'll take it. Here with Jody Steinke, the high school principal at Quincy High, Lisa Otten, personnel director. We're talking about competency-based education, and I want to just kind of roll back to the beginning here. Let's once again explain what competency-based education is, and then tell folks who might be interested what they can expect at this meeting Thursday evening.
Right. This started with the State Board of Education here in Illinois. It was a pilot program, and we were one of the first few districts to jump on board with this. And it's all about providing flexible opportunities for kids, acknowledging and embracing the fact that learning doesn't happen just at school. It can happen in an internship. It can happen on a work experience. It can happen on a job site. And we have taken that to the next level with our prospective teachers at Quincy High School and Quincy Public Schools, and we've had the teacher residency or the competency-based program for our teachers.
Okay, so this is an opportunity for somebody who has been in the workforce for X number of years, any amount of years, and take that education that they've gotten on the job and bring it to help kids understand why they need to know this information.
Right,
and how it becomes useful in real world applications.
Yeah, and for us that's vital. And as Lisa said earlier, one of our competency based hires at Quincy High School is teaching math. She was working in the finance field, was actually a funeral home director and doing all the accounting for that firm. And so she brings in real world, how is math applicable to what you're going to do? And it might be a funeral home or it might be doing a radio show.
Sure.
But we've got two others that were paraeducators, and we have one of our special ed teachers was actually working with probation, and so he wanted to. Wanted to. A lot of the skills, a lot of the social work type skills that he was using and with the probation department, he has brought to the special ed classroom, and that's been a really good thing for our students at Quincy High.
And of course, the trade off is they are required to get that teaching certification, and they are currently doing that through QU.
The majority of our competency-based hires are going through QU. We do have some exceptions that were already enrolled in programs elsewhere. So, and that's fine. We're able to work with those hires, and as long as they're able to complete their degree and obtain their professional educator license within that two-year window, then we can work with them. Okay. As long as the university is willing to work with us as well. The student teaching opportunity is pretty unique because they're actually in the classroom being paid as the teacher. So we work very closely with any university to make sure that's okay on their end as well.
Sure. So we mentioned earlier, too, that current college students can do this as long as they have completed all of that work, and they may be working toward a master's in that particular area, but they can start their teaching career. And
that's right. Some of the examples that we have, like Jody said, we have our recent hires had a background in criminal justice. We've had a couple with a psychology background. One was a biology major, but did not get her professional educator license. So we've got a wide gamut of backgrounds that we're bringing into the classroom that we feel are it's an amazing opportunity for our students to learn from. And all 14 hires, really, this is their second career.
You know,
they've been in positions within the community, And they've gone back, or they've decided for some reason, you know, I want to give back in a way bigger than what I've been doing. So that's really created an amazing opportunity for our students to learn from.
Absolutely. I look at this from the student's perspective, and knowing that this person has actually been there, done that. You know, if I'm looking at a career in whatever it might be, that's got to be an advantage to them as well.
Yeah, and like Jody said, really this has been a win-win. You know, it's been a win for our university, our Quincy University. It's been certainly been a win for Quincy Public Schools, and a win for the staff that we're hiring, and also a win for our students. You know, thinking outside of the box and really looking at our educators in a different light, we couldn't be more happy with the 14 that we have on staff right now. They've been an amazing asset, and truly, you know, had we not been able to go down the route of the competency-based waiver, we certainly would be looking at these positions, you know, with a different set of eyes. You know, how are we going to fill these positions? Will we be using subs for the entire year? You know, we would have had to go down that road.
Are you in communication with ISB then on how this has worked and passing that information along to them, saying, hey, this is cool, we think everybody should do this?
Yeah, our contact at ISB has been very interested in what we're doing here, and keeps in contact with us pretty regularly about the progress we're making.
And do you hear from the other schools who were part of the program too?
Yeah, most of we have monthly conference calls and webinars with other schools that are involved in the pilot program. Most of the conversation there talks about student pathways, mm-hmm. And curriculum and instruction, as opposed to the teacher program that we're doing. But they're all interested, definitely,
right.
in finding out whether or not this is successful.
Well, all right. Well, and maybe the fact that it is successful, they can concentrate on those other subjects. All right, Thursday evening, 6 o'clock, Quincy High School Library at 3222 Main. People can just show up. No registration required.
That's correct.
And can learn more about how maybe they can have that second career. What will they be seeing there and hearing?
I will give a little bit of a background of the actual pilot program that started this all. So what Quincy High School is doing for competency-based education. I'll talk a little bit about the experiences of our four competency-based hires at Quincy High School. And then I'll let Lisa talk about the rest of the evening.
Right. I'll talk about the hiring process. I'll rely pretty heavily on QU to talk about their end, you know, what a candidate could do if they're interested in applying, what the next step would be as far as reaching out to QU. So, you know, really just helping guide some of our candidates or potential candidates into what should they do if they're interested? Who should they reach out to first? So that'll be really the bulk of the evening. But like we said, anyone who's interested, who holds a bachelor's degree, you may already be enrolled in a program, you may not be enrolled in a program. Either way is fine. We'll help walk you through that process and what that looks like for Quincy Public Schools.
All right. And the bachelor's degree can be in just about any field where you can be of use, even probably, I don't know, dramatic arts.
That's exactly right. So, you know, we've hired teachers with a background in finance. We've hired a broadcast position, someone who has had a broadcasting degree, a degree in communications, criminal justice, law enforcement, history, philosophy, biology. We've got a pretty wide range of bachelor's degrees that we've hired already.
Right. Currently, we're looking for somebody with a bachelor's degree in German. Our longtime German teacher is retiring, and that was going to be a tough spot to fill. We're hopeful that maybe this program will allow us to bring somebody in to continue the great program of German we've had here at Quincy High School with
Frau
Bacher.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for quality special education teachers.
Oh, sure.
Always. K-12 across the board. We are willing to overhire in special education. You know, if we have quality applicants that are coming in, we are absolutely willing to hire early as well.
What fields would relate to that? You mentioned social worker earlier with the criminal justice. What other fields might somebody be thinking about?
You know, it doesn't necessarily, we don't want to pigeonhole anyone necessarily into thinking of a certain field or a certain background, but we're certainly going to be looking at the competencies that particular person brings. So, you know, whether it's a psychology background or whether it's possibly a criminal justice or communications background, you know, through the interview process, we can pick out those competencies and the strengths that those people could possibly bring to our students.
Okay. So, again, just about any field can be worked into this program, folks. If you've ever thought maybe you'd like to be a teacher, or if somebody said, you know, I think you'd be a good teacher, take them up on it. Head out to this meeting, 6 o'clock Thursday evening, November 14th, at the Quincy High School Library, and learn about competency-based education. If they can't make it to the meeting, they can contact either one of you. Or
absolutely.
Yep.
And can they contact also, if they're already a student, maybe at QU, and contact the admissions department over there?
Probably the Department of Education. Glenda McCarty over there has been our strongest partner in this endeavor, and she understands the program, and she also knows what it takes for certification in the state of Illinois.
All right. Lisa Otten, Personnel Director at Quincy Public School District, and Jody Steinke, the high school principal. We've been talking about competency-based education on the Mary Griffith Show, and tomorrow we will talk about art, and we're also going to talk about a storytelling program that is coming to Quincy. So that will be tomorrow morning on the Mary Griffith Show at 9:15 on WTAD.